This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In Florida today, people are voting in that state's primary, the last big contest before Super Tuesday.
Actually, people are voting in other states, too, even though the polls aren't open yet. Many states allow mail-in ballots, among them California, which has more delegates at stake than any other state next week.
State officials expect half the votes to come in by mail. The deadline is the same as for the polls, 8 p.m. election night. Most mail-in voters are waiting, including KQED's Tamara Keith.
On my kitchen counter at home, there sits a vote-by-mail ballot. My vote-by-mail ballot. I've had it for weeks, but I don't know what to do with it. I still haven't made up my mind. So there it waits. And according to one expert, that's not such a bad thing.
Hold on to that vote-by-mail ballot as long as you can, because you do not know which candidates are going to still be in the race by the time Election Day rolls around.
That's Kim Alexander. She's president of the California Voter Foundation.
And voters can return those ballots to their polling place on Election Day. Then they still get to get their I Voted sticker and have that polling place experience if they're looking for that.
Kim recently invited me to an election house party hosted by her friend Bridget Kolakowski.
She brought the veggie platters.
You notice how much alcohol there is in this room?
I know.
Yes. There's like a bottle of wine for every single person.
In addition to snacks and drinks, all of the guests arrive toting their red, white, and blue official California voter information guides.
Your goal tonight is to share information. Show us what you know. If you don't know anything, then you're
In all, there are about a dozen people. Legislative staffers, a teacher, a paralegal, a former reporter. And like the state as a whole, just about half of the people here plan to vote absentee. Why vote by mail?
Convenience.
Laura Mattoon works for the California legislature and has been voting by mail for several years now. She, too, is taking her time with her ballot.
It makes it a little more convenient, but it also allows me to kind of procrastinate making a decision in the sense that if I go in on election day, I just have to make the decision at that moment. But voting this way, I can just stare at it and think through it over and over again.
Typically, half of all absentee ballots come in during the last week leading up to the election. And Mattoon's will be one of them.
Oh, I sometimes will change my mind up to the last minute. If I'd mailed it in 2 weeks ago, my vote probably would have been different than it may be now. So.
Another person at the party, Ron Gray, says he tends to vote for people who aren't polling well, kind of like rooting for the underdog on Jeopardy. This year, he hasn't made up his mind yet.
You know, I really don't like any of them. And so I'm going to wait to the last minute to find out if any of them piss me off more than another. And then... and then I'll decide.
The party's lone Republican, Laura Diven, says she hasn't settled on a candidate either.
I'm going to wait to see what happens in Florida.
There is a downside to all this last-minute vote-by-mail voting. Steve Weir, president of the California Association of Clerks and Elections Officials, says he just hopes none of the races are close.
If anything's close, not only are we going to have a long count election night, but you're going to wait days while registrars plow through what could be another 2 million vote-by-mail ballots that come in election day and just can't make that count.
Here goes. There's no turning back now. My ballot goes in the mail today. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.